Making many mistakes means 1. That you have been proactive, and 2. That you now have a greater ability to discern. Hi Elites, I am Lenus and this is a new podcast. In this podcast we're going to talk about our mistakes and we are going to talk about exactly that message that I just gave you in the beginning. I'm going to make this podcast because I have found that many people like that topic through Instagram, because last week I posted several messages and most people liked the post about mistakes. So that's why I'm going to talk about mistakes. So I also recommend you to like this week's posts that I will make on Instagram. So I will then, the next week, I will make the podcast related to that topic. In this case, we are going to talk about being proactive and also having discernment. In the case of being proactive, most people may think if you are proactive, you're going to make more mistakes. Therefore, you should not be proactive to avoid making those mistakes. That will be the popular opinion. But my recommendation, and the recommendation that most elites and leaders of the world that will give you, is to be more proactive, to make more mistakes, actually to make many, many mistakes. So the question is, why should I be proactive? The reason why is because you should be humble. Humble to understand that you are only going to live once, and the time that you don't spend wisely, you are throwing that time to the trash. You are not valuating your time. You are not taking advantage of the time that you have in Earth. And if you are humble enough, then you will be proactive to take advantage of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every single year of your life. That's why you should be proactive. But we also have that there are two different opinions or two different types of people. We have these type of people who are very diligent and they take advantage of every day of their life and they wake every single morning very motivated and very energized. The opposite example or the opposite type of people is those negligent people who just don't want to get out of bed because they don't feel energy, or they just don't want to, or they just don't have any purpose in their life to get up every single day. Most likely you are between those, because that's also my case, where I'm not that diligent, but I'm not that negligent. I'm between both. Some days, most of the days, I woke up very energized and I have a vision and I have some tasks that I want to do for the day. But I also, there are some days, some seasons, where I don't feel that energized. I don't feel that motivation. I don't feel that inspired. And the solution for that, or the solution that has helped me a lot in my case and that I have been following for the couple of last months, is that what I do is to feel my environment, to feel what I feel, to feel what I listen to with motivation, with people that talks positive shit. For example, I listen a lot to Gary Vaynerchuk, I listen a lot to Dan Lok, I listen to John Maxwell, I listen to Robert Kiyosaki, and many, many more. In that way, even though I'm not able to be present or to be physically present with them, to have them surround me and to listen to them directly, I can create that environment, that digital environment, to get that positive feed that I need to keep energized, to keep motivated, to keep inspired. And it's not only because of what they say, but it's also because how they say. When you listen to them, you can also get contagious about their energy, their passion, and that's very, very fulfilling by itself. Then you may also be wondering why not to be proactive. And the main reason why people are not proactive is because they are afraid of making mistakes. Maybe there are any other reasons, but the most important and the most common is because most people are afraid of making mistakes. And also, the mainly reason for being afraid of making mistakes is because most people are afraid of being judged. Actually, it makes sense because most people will not judge you for the good things that you do. Most people will judge you for your mistakes. So it's reasonable to be afraid of making mistakes. The thing with that is that it's an awful way of living, always scared of your actions, always scared of making mistakes. That's an awful way of living because mistakes are going to happen and it's part of life. So it's an awful way of living. Gary Vaynerchuk and myself think that one of the reasons why people feel or are afraid of mistakes or being judged is because of compliment. I truly believe that the worst thing that the parents do to their kids is to give them a lot of compliments, because the kids get addicted to those compliments, and each compliment makes them to consider that other people's opinions are more important than themselves. That's why I say the compliments are very toxic, because most people who receive compliments tend to take into consideration more likely the opinion of others. That's why they are scared so much about other people's judgments. You will find on the internet that a lot of people talk about haters. They talk a lot about judgment, they talk about critics, but they don't talk much about compliments, which are likely same as toxic. One of the consequences of giving compliment or receiving compliment is the mindset of entitlement. Those people who receive a lot of compliments start developing that mindset of entitlement. They think that they deserve something, that the world owes them something, that the life itself owes them something. And that's a toxic mindset, because that's not reality and that will never happen. They will always get frustrated because life will not give them what they want. The second problem of receiving and accepting compliments is that you become unable to accept criticism. The reason is that people with compliments put you into a pedestal. It rise you up and so up that you are unable to accept or process criticisms. That's why you will find a lot of topic or messages related about haters and not so much about people who give compliments. And are those fucking compliments that people give that are making the society so offendable, so easy offendable? And as I said already, when you are giving compliments, you start valuing more and more the opinion of others, when you shouldn't. The third thing I also wanted to talk about compliments and praise is that praise and critics are not about you. When someone is giving you a compliment, they are not giving a compliment based on you. They're giving a compliment based on themselves. What they are saying when they give you a compliment is that they are thinking as you. They like what you're saying because that's what they think. In other words, they are complimenting you because you are confirming what they already think. The reality is that the most people that compliment you or give you any praise doesn't know you, doesn't know your context, doesn't know your feelings or your mindset, doesn't know your past, know your future, doesn't know your familiar context, doesn't know that you are a father, doesn't know that you are a daughter, doesn't know anything about you. And it's the same for the haters. The haters doesn't know you neither, doesn't know your dreams, doesn't know your ambitions, doesn't know your visions, doesn't know your progress, doesn't know your desires or dreams, doesn't know anything about you. That's why the people who give you praise and the people who give you critics are opinions that are completely worthless. By the way, I'm sorry about my pronunciation, because when I say praise, I mean praise, but I'm working on that. Anyway, the conclusions are, first one, don't accept praise and don't accept critics. Damn it, I mean praise. Don't accept praise. The second conclusion is you should overcome fear by confronting it, making thoughtful mistakes. At least start making simple mistakes and learn to overcome it fast. The third conclusion that you get with this podcast is that you should listen to other great elites that inspire you and share energy with you. Just by listening to them, you should also get the same levels of energy to start doing shit. The benefits of making many, many mistakes is like it will make you wiser. It means that you will have a better discern on what to do, on what to choose. That will make you an expert in several topics depending on how many mistakes you made on those topics or in those areas. So the people around the globe or around your environment will come to you because you will be an expert. And the reason you are an expert is because you made a lot of mistakes on those topics. For example, let's say you are going to make a deal. In that deal, you make a mistake of not setting realistic timings or realistic deadlines. And that was an awful, terrible mistake, but next time you will fix that. And by that time, you will also get or make another simple mistake. For example, talking about money or defining the profits for each one of the parts. And that's also a huge mistake, but you learn from it, and in the next deal you will fix that. But in the next deal you will also find that there are also some mistakes that you are going to make, and so on each one of those deals you will find a mistake. And sure, there will be always some mistakes that you will do, but those following mistakes are going to be simple, smaller, easier to solve. The beautiful thing about all of that is that the most important mistakes, you are going to make them at the beginning, so you will become an expert by solving the biggest and most important mistakes that you can make. And think about it, because our society needs wise, practical people, not negligent, theoretical people. That's a huge difference, because to be wise, these people produce and do things and make mistakes that make them wise. In other words, they become wise by doing shit. Meanwhile, the other people that are non-practical, that they just stay in their beds thinking about things, and they become negligent because they don't practice what they think. They don't do anything about it. In our world, we need the kind of people that do stuff, and not the people who just think about doing something but never does. I am glad to say that was the whole message. Finally, don't forget to stay healthy and to keep learning. See you in the next podcast. Tschüss!